Into our place in Argyllshire, called Campbelltown by name, one Alistair MacAlister, who once lived in the same. A merchant as himself did say, but others said not so. Yet afterwards, as ye shall hear, he wrought himself much woe. He being then reduced to straits, not knowing how to shift, he choosed a foreigner for to be, or else to live by theft. For as he passed from place to place, as many did confess, he forced aye some charity from some or from some less. If I have not forgot the time, it was in the month of June, as he behaved where he had passed, so did in Aberdeen. He terrified some families, especially their wives, made them cry out, finding themselves in hazard of their lives. How soon the magistrates did hear that he behaved so, some sergeants of the town were sent in search of him to go, who being apprehended there was into prison cast, and when inquired could give no count how's former life he'd passed. They asked at him who was his wife, he told a public lie, as afterwards it proved sore when they the truth did try. But now my heart begins to quake, this story to rehearse, unless acted be savage men, the like's not found in verse. The wretch was kept into a room, and locks made fast thereon, who then out of the prison floor did dig up many a stone. Yet though by those unhappy works could do himself no good, as afterwards it did appear, but only thirst for blood. The keeper's servant he came up to give him in some food, at whom he threw one of those stones which struck him in the head. Being thrown with such violence, it struck down to his brains. The prisoners, when they heard that, cried out and made alarms. The keeper's servant was brought home and in his bed was laid, and within 2 days after that, by that same stroke he died. That wretch was now made fast in iron, who studied all his will, and sharpened the ends of them, some others for to kill. But the good hand of providence his cruelty did prevent. Although that he was bent on blood, he got not his intent. And being brought before that lord that was his judge to be, he speechless stood as all beheld, so self-condemned was he. His lordship then at him did ask if he had any to plead, desiring him for to confess his cruel bloody deed. Upon the 31st of May this sentence was laid on, for to be hung up by the neck betwixt the cross and throne. A death too good for bloody men who of God have no fear, which doth conclude a story sad, as on Cain wished to hear. Let every one who read these lines seek grace their lives to spend. If sin, beloved, be thee or me, you see where it may end.